Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome, everybody. We are live 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time on the 6th day of May, 2015. This is Attitude of Gratitude, live on the Perspective Power Radio Network. And David Martinka happens to be joining us right now. He's the guy that brings us all this great music. Celebrate him by finding his music at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. Moms in an Attitude of Gratitude, that's the focus on the show today. Why? Because here in my country, which is the United States of America, we're going to be celebrating Mother's Day in just a few days. I know in other parts of the world, there is a Remembrance Day for Mom that is celebrated much earlier in the year, but we celebrate it in May here in the United States and in many other parts of the world. So happy Mother's Day to all those who are mothers, all those who wish to be mothers, all those who think they are mothers, and to the fathers who are also mothers. And I say that because sometimes men are the men who raise the, that was good, Annette, who raise the children. You know, let's say the mom is incapacitated for some reason or she's out of the picture and the fathers take over the role of both mother and father. So if you are mothering somebody, someone, or something, animals, for instance, happy Mother's Day to you. And one of the reasons that I think it was important for me to focus on moms and an attitude of gratitude today, above and beyond the fact that we've got the big celebration coming up this weekend, is the fact that there's a lot about our moms we take for granted because we just assume, well, if mom's there, everything's going to be okay, and if mom's there, this and that's going to be taken care of. And maybe you were raised in a household that was not the case. Maybe you're raising people in a household or running a household where that is not the case. But for many of us, I think we tend to look at the things that moms do, and I'll be more specific right now. For instance, it was my mom's role in the household to do the grocery shopping every week, and she did. She would go out and do her grocery shopping, and I don't recall that back when I was a child in the 50s and the 60s and the 70s, that we had a lot of things that were coupon-oriented, but I do remember she shopped bargains. So if this week at the deli, XX meat was on sale, that was what we ate that week. And if next week at the deli, this meat was on sale, that was what we ate this week. I noticed that when she grocery shopped, she took a lot of time and care to plan the meals. So we knew that one of the meals during the month was going to be pork chops, for instance. We knew another meal was going to be meatloaf. We always knew another meal was going to be pasta, and we knew another meal was going to be hamburgers. Now, granted, we may have had those meals three or four times throughout the month, but the idea is there was a certain method and methodology that she utilized when she planned our meals. And as such, the rest of the groceries that she bought were focused on those meals. We may have had an extra can of soup or two in the cupboard, and we may have had something, you know, a cake mix here or there, or a loaf of bread in the freezer. 9 times out of 10, though, we didn't. There wasn't a lot of extra food. There was enough food. So taking it for granted that food was there, taking it for granted that it looked like everything balanced. There was a vegetable, there was a protein, there was a starch. Seriously, this was long before we were inundated with food plates and charts and this is how you eat and combining. My mom did this, and I really believe in many ways that there's nothing in my heart but sheer gratitude for what she did, because I believe in many ways that we may have taken that for granted a little bit, just assumed, well, that's what mom does. We assume that, rather than say take it for granted, well, assume that's not really the most positive word either, but we just assume that's what a mom does. And yet, the interesting thing is she had to do all of that and still be a wife to my dad. She still had to be a girlfriend to all her friends. She still had to be the employee that she was. She still had to be the good neighbor. She still had to be the sister, the daughter, the cousin, and and the aunt. So she had a lot of titles as well as mom. And if you flip the word mom over, it's like, wow. So to me, to have an attitude of gratitude towards a mom or anybody that fills those shoes, it's like saying, wow, that is special. Wow, that is amazing. Wow, this is so incredible. Because, you know, moms are also, somebody did a chart once where a lady who had been a stay-at-home mom for quite some time was going into the workforce, and I think actually back into the workforce. And, of course, she sits down and says, my gosh, I have no experience. And when they got done listing everything she did, it was amazing because she had been a money manager, a finance manager. She had been a counselor. She had been a housekeeper. She had been a cook. She had been, you know, and you a chauffeur. You start listing all the things. She drives you here. She helps you with your money. You know, I mean, think about it. Maybe mom gave you your first job. You will wipe the dishes every week, and I will give you a nickel for that. You know, so you earned your first money by doing chores around the house. Maybe mom is in charge of budgeting. You know what? Out in the workforce, I actually worked for a company where we had a fiscal budget, in case you've never done that. I was the CEO of a company. I had to sit down with the board of directors every month, and go over that budget. Moms have to do that all the time. Moms have to do that all the time. Why? Because they have to. Because there's only so much money and so many things that has to be spent on. And I think sometimes we as kids might take that for granted. Now, let's move out of the we are children, and now we're into the adult stage. I have to tell you that the first time I moved out on my own, and it was kind of a funny thing, because I was early 20s, and I got my first apartment, and I remember going to, we had at the time, the dime store, the 5 and 10 that were Ben Franklin's, S.S. Kresge's was in my neighborhood, and I had to purchase all of those things that were normally in the medicine cabinet, Band-Aids, peroxide, adhesive tape, you know, whatever, toothpicks, things that my mom, they weren't in the medicine chest, but you know what I'm saying, all these things that were always in the house that I just, once I sat down, I looked at it, I went, oh my gosh, I just had to spend like $20 on notions and sundries, that's what they used to call them. And I had to stock my cupboards. I had to put everything in the medicine chest. I had to create a sewing kit. Mom always had a sewing kit. I had to create my own sewing kit. So as I became an adult, I started to realize that even though I wasn't a mom, there was a lot that my mom did for me, above and beyond the food, above and beyond teaching me about finance, above and beyond curfews and how to wash clothes and how to fold clothes. Then all of a sudden, it was how to actually maintain my own home. Then as I became older, and I do have to say, I am not a mom. So I can't say, and then when I became a mom, but I've had a lot of young people under my care, as well as I've had animals, and you do have to care for them. And there are decisions you have to make. If you're looking at that $5 bill and your animal needs food and you need food, then you have to make the decision. Are you and the animal going to eat the same food, or are you and the animal going to split the money and each of you get a portion so that you can each have food? Again, something my mother taught me, plan ahead, plan your meals, look at your finances, know what you're doing. So I guess what I'm trying to say and suggest here is for all of the differences that I had with my mother, and there were many, and they were marked and pointed, people would always know whether this was an Annette thought or a Nancy thought, and I say was because my mother was actually buried on Mother's Day week back 6 years ago. So in 2010, we actually buried her. It was 5 years ago, even though she passed in 2009, we just held her ashes because she passed in the winter, and we didn't want to bury her in the middle of winter. But the reason I say all this is I have come to notice that in the years that my mother has been in spirit, that I've learned to appreciate much, much more all those things that she did, much, much more all the ways that she had to stretch her personality, her energy, her time, 24 hours in a day times 10 positions that moms have. How many minutes can you possibly give to all of those people, all of those concerns? So many minutes to each child, so many minutes to each sibling. My mother was the youngest out of 13 kids. My mother had 3 children and a full-time job and for quite a bit of her life, a husband. So there was a lot there that she was expected to connect to. And then you have to have time for yourself. So I think having an attitude of gratitude for our moms 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and not just on a day where you can run to the store and buy a beautiful card, pick up, if she's into flowers, some candy, chocolate-covered strawberries are huge. Everybody, everywhere I look, everybody's selling those and making those. I mean, it's nice to have a special day to set aside to cook the brunch, take her to lunch, buy her a corsage, you know, put her feet up, give her some slippers, give her a massage, tell her you love her. But, you know, if there is anything that I think a mom really, really wants to see, it is you being the best you you can be. I think if there's anything a mom really, really wants to hear is, hey, Mom, I learned a lot from what you said to me, or thank you for what you're teaching me, or, hey, what about your meatloaf recipe? I think if there's anything a mom would like to know, it's that you are comfortable with who you are, and it's because of something that she has done for you. So regardless of what it is, maybe she gave you a rough time and taught you how to be stronger. Maybe she warned you, don't hang out with those people. And then you realize in hindsight or even at the moment, hey, wait a minute, she's actually looking out for me. Maybe she made you stitch your own clothes, sew up this rip, put on that iron-on patch. Why? Well, guess what you know how to do now that you're no longer living at home. Maybe she made you make one meal a week. Well, guess what? You've nailed meatloaf. You figured out scrambled eggs. You know how to make toast. Believe it or not, there's people out there that don't know how to do that. So the idea here is, regardless of whether or not you thought she was riding you, chiding you, or just all around loving the dickens out of you, moms in an attitude of gratitude, take a breath every single day and realize that if there's something she's doing it because she is your mom. She's doing it because she believes it's the best thing that she can do. And if she falls short somewhere, if it doesn't really appear that she's got it all going on, be grateful for that too, because what she's showing you is it's okay to not have your act together 24/7, and it's okay to not be perfect, and it's okay to allow yourself to feel like you've got to stop and regroup and take in some fresh air and some fresh energy. Why? Because moms aren't just moms. Moms are people, and to have an attitude of gratitude for her showing you how to be a person and how to just be yourself, that's one of the greatest gifts in the whole wide world. So thank you to my mom, Nancy. I know that wherever you are enjoying your time with all of your family on the other side in spirit and hanging out with us when you get the chance, it is most appreciated. I love you, Mom. Thank you for everything that you've done. Thank you. Thank you so much. And I love all the moms of the world, everybody that has given all my friends birth, and everybody that has helped raise all my family and friends. You rock. You really, really do. And thank you to the pets that are moms, because I think that's really kind of cool, too. And thank you so much for being part of the show. Because, you know, attitude of gratitude is just, as far as I'm concerned, a way of life. It's not just a radio show that's live every Wednesday here on the Perspective Power Radio Network. It's not just a group on Facebook at facebook.com/perspectivepower. It really and truly is something that we can all live each and every moment of each of every day. And I invite you to do that. I invite you to be part of the show. As I said, we are live every Wednesday at this time, which is 8 a.m. daylight. There are also archives available for you, so please go and check those out. I also invite you to check out the music of our very, very generous, award-winning composer, David Martinka. Find his music at redbellymusic.com and sunshadows.net. He has lots of great, great CDs available for you, music that is free for download. And I happen to know there's a couple of brand-new CDs on the site, so please check that out. And for those that it applies to, happy Mother's Day.